Psalm 23 is arguably the most famous, most quoted, most memorized, and beloved psalm in the Bible. It's often also used as the text for Christian funerals. As a matter of fact, when I opened my Bible to Psalm 23 to prepare this devotion, out from its page fell the funeral bulletin for Dr. Polly Brown, a beloved Bethany education professor who passed away about a year and a half ago after a five-year courageous battle with cancer, and who taught in our education program until the last two semesters of her life. Why these characteristics? In just six verses, this psalm brings comfort and peace every time one reads it or recites it. As a Bible commentator noted, the psalm itself is green pasture. The psalm is still water. The psalm restores our soul. Listen again to the words of Psalm 23. Please rise. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You set a table before me in the presence of my foes. You drench my head with oil. My cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Strengthen us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Dear students, colleagues, guests, and friends, in Psalm 23, God speaks to us through his word to reveal how wonderful he is as our good shepherd, how much he cares for us, and how much he wants us to enjoy an abundant life here on earth, but most importantly, in eternity. Psalm 23 was written by King David in his older years, after he had experienced a lot, after he felt God's presence during those peaks in life and in those times when he's in valleys. Notice that the psalm is very personal. In it, you won't find any references to we or us or they, but rather my, me, I, and you. As you read or hear it, I think you can see why it's often used as a funeral text. It is precious and a balm for our wounded souls. It covers all aspects of life. With simple beauty, it speaks of green pastures, still waters, as well as the valleys, enemies, and adversities. In our devotion this morning, I want to highlight three themes that we can glean from Psalm 23: how God provides for us, how he protects us, and what our good shepherd promises. The first thing our good shepherd does is provide. Look at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. In simple words, Jesus is saying, I give you everything you need. We may not get everything we want, but he gives us everything we need. Just as a lamb looks to its shepherd, the Lord is showing us that he wants us to look to him for provision. He can open doors, provide us opportunities. Trust him to provide. In verse 2, it says, he causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. That tells us that he also provides contentment and peace. In a commentary I read, it noted that the green pastures that King David refers to is the rich word of God. And the still waters refer to the peace that we have through Jesus. This suggests that as we feed on his word and abide in him, he fills us with contentment and peace for our troubled, sin-sick souls. In verse 3, David writes, "He restores my soul." In life, we all experience things that are devastating, things that kind of make your knees buckle or make you feel as though you've been punched in the gut. Our good shepherd restores our souls by uplifting us in his grace and by strengthening our faith even through trials. When we struggle under the effects of sin in this fallen world, he lifts us up through his word and sacraments. Verse 3 concludes, "He guides me in paths of righteousness for his namesake." Righteousness means to be right in God's standing. Because of God's grace and Jesus' sacrifice in our place on the cross, God views us through the lens of his Son. We continue to walk in Jesus' righteousness each day. We acknowledge our sinful weaknesses, ask him for forgiveness, and remain close to him, again, through his word and sacraments. By following your good shepherd each day, we're able to remain in close relationship with him, and therefore lack nothing that we truly need, namely eternal life with him. The second thing our good shepherd does is protect us. Verse 4 tells us that even though we walk through the valley of all kinds of problems, we do not need to fear because he's with us. For a lot of us, our greatest fear is likely death. Now, some might be afraid of heights, and some might be afraid of snakes, but probably what we're really afraid of is falling from a height or being bitten by a snake and dying. Jesus protects us from death by removing it eternally when he conquered it on the cross on Easter morning. The angel declared, "He is not here. He's risen." The Lord wants us to rest in the assurance that he is our protector, even from death. Another analogy one can make in regard to verse 4 is to consider, why would a good shepherd allow or lead his sheep through dangerous valleys? The reason is the sheep do not need to fear because the shepherd is actually watching out for them and wants to lead them to a better pasture. God doesn't want us to focus on just this life. There's a better pasture, a greener one, a perfect one in heaven. And that's where he wants to lead us. The third thing our shepherd does is promise. The final verse of Psalm 23 says, "Surely goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." In reference to the good shepherd in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 12, the prophet writes, "As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on days of clouds and darkness." God is saying, "I'm coming. I'm coming to deliver all my sheep who have been scattered by the darkness of sin that have held them in bondage." This is what Jesus did for us as our good shepherd. He gave his life for his sheep so that we could be delivered from all the valleys, stress, anxiety, worry, fear, and most importantly, eternal death. Today, no matter what you're experiencing in life, be blessed knowing that the Lord promises to protect and provide. And that's the deliverance that Dr. Polly Brown shared when near her own death, she wrote her colleagues the following: "I am at peace, knowing that my life does not consist of just this side of heaven. Rather, my eternal life extends beyond my miserable existence here and into glory with my Savior. Oh, what a day that will be when I enter the gates of heaven and see Jesus. And that's why it's been another special year at Bethany. We've had another year where we can focus on Jesus, who provides that one thing needful medicine that we need for our souls. May we all throughout our lives, no matter what valleys we face, remain focused on his promises to provide and protect, leading us safely to his arms in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Please stand. Dear Jesus, you are our good shepherd and gave your life for each of us. Thank you for promising to protect and provide for all our needs. Thank you for knowing each of us by name and loving us, sinful though we are. Help us to daily hear and listen to your voice and to follow you every day of our lives until the end. In the name of your Son, our Good Shepherd, amen. We continue with the singing of the hymn.
Thank you.
now receive the blessing of our Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace. Amen.